I want to talk about something that took place in my life in 1969 when I was owned and was operating 121 Veterinary Hospital, McKinney, Texas, just west of US 75 for you people that might know where we're at. Kathy D. laughs about my hospital that was there is now made under 16 feet of concrete. I don't know how she knows, but guess what? I'm not there, thank God. But God was teaching me, preparing me to move into the charismatic movement of which I knew nothing about. I didn't even know, frankly, what the word charis meant. But it took me about a second to read, and I thought, oh, simple, gift, grace, gift. Isn't that amazing? Grace, charis, gift, Holy Ghost. I know I'm putting this all together, but that was amazing, free gift. God, talking to a veterinarian. Graduated University of Missouri, 1962. Very prosperous practice. Never thought I'd close it down so quick. That's not true, is it, Lord? I thought I'd have to, but didn't want to think. How do you like that? But in 68, and certainly in 69, it was like something just sit down on me and rested upon me. And I believe that was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit and was not interested. I was too busy expanding my equine practice in the United States, and it was expanding rapidly, and I was one happy veterinarian. I turned 37 April 1st, 1969, healthy, strong, full of ambition, and didn't want to think about God, but had been. Every time I got in my car, there was an angel sitting in the right front seat, and we just get started. When are you going to preach the gospel? And I would think, and when are you going to shut up? I didn't want to be bothered, but God never quits. You know that? What God has made us for, He will use us for His purposes. And I appreciate it. But sometime in the summer of 1969, I was carrying the Bible with me in my car, kept it under the seat. Didn't want anybody to know that I had a Bible in my car. And every time that I got a chance, I'd open it up. And I had learned by now, of course, the New Testament was the only place I had any interest. But I'd learned by now, when I'd open it up, the words, I'd just look at them on the pages, and they stood up about an inch high. I think that's slightly exaggerated, and that's lying, so I don't want to do that. But they looked high to me, and they were talking to me. And one day, I turned, opened the Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Now, I do not recommend this at all, that just open the Bible and there's a scripture, and say, oh, God is talking to me. He may be, and He may not be. It might be the devil quoting a scripture to you. Now, I know most of you people are too holy to believe the devil would talk to you. But he talked to Jesus. It's recorded in Luke 4 and Matthew 4. So, this particular day, I opened it up, and verse 13 and 14 just stood up. and I started looking at them. My eyes was fixed on those words. And I'm going to have Kathy Lee read these two verses to us, and we're going to discuss them a bit. All right? Kathy?
Verse 13, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Thank you. In whom, referring back to Jesus, previous statements about Jesus, in whom we what trusted after. Does that say that?
Yes.
After. I thought, after? You see, I was a pretty good student, but I paid attention to what I read. And that word after got me. After that, I did what? Believe the gospel of my salvation? Is that what that said?
It says after twice. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed.
See? Those afters got me. After. And I sat there. God was talking to me, revealing his word to me. And I thought, there are two experiences in these verses. Two. And I grew up in John Wesley holiness religion. John Wesley taught holiness. He taught sanctification. And that's how I grew up. And he didn't teach holier than thou. Well, he might have, I don't know. But he didn't teach external religion. Not what's on the outside, but what's in the heart. And I could read, and I could understand, because God gave me understanding. And so the people that I attended church with until I was 18 said that second experience was sanctification. But I could read, and I could understand because God gave me understanding. You can't understand the Bible. It is God by one of the seven spirits of God that's written about in Isaiah chapter 11. One of them is understanding. And unless God gives you understanding by one of the seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. They're all one. I know this is complicated to the intellect, but not to the spirit of man. Proverbs 20:27 says, there's a spirit of a man that's in the inward parts of his belly. Spirit of man. Amen. And unless God gives you understanding, you won't get it, folks. You can't get it with your intellect. Already tried that. That didn't work. But understand. And I knew sanctification was a process. I could read that it wasn't a one-time experience as the people where I went to church, taught. Now, I learned later that there was a woman came up in the 1800s, I believe, with the instant sanctification doctrine. Not true. That doctrine is of the devil. And that devil convinced that woman that sanctification was instantaneous. It was at a point in time like that, you're sanctified. And I never met one of those sanctified people that I could tell or was any different than me, except they were more self-righteous, perhaps. I don't even know that. But I knew about knew something about sanctification. But if you go on in that 14th verse, Kathy, read that 14th verse again.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance.
That's enough right there. The Holy, that second experience is the Holy Spirit. And when I read earnest, I had purchased quite a few pieces of property in my life. And we had something we called earnest money. And I tell you, I had a respect for God. God made me that way. He put fear of God in me. And I thank God he did, or I would never obey him. But I thought, are you kidding? Does this Bible compare the Holy Spirit with earnest money? The down payment of what? Your inheritance?
Your inheritance, right. It says, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Purchased possession is a church. Redeemed by the blood of Jesus and the gospel. Take it out. Separated unto God. That's sanctification. That's a process. We all want instant coffee. Hurry up. Bring it here. I want to go make a dollar or lose a million. And I finally said, there are two experiences, and the second one is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and in the Bible it says they spoke in tongues. Now, I know there's a big argument among the people that call themselves Christians, but are not, that you can have the Holy Spirit never speak in tongues. Impossible. Impossible. You may have something and not speak in tongues, but it's certainly not the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit's in you and your unbelief keeps you from speaking. Now, we'll give you a little benefit of the doubt, but not much. So I said, I've got to find somebody that knows about tongues, about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I had a sister in Tennessee. And it just so happened God sent me to Tennessee in the summer of 1970. I knew a lot of horse people in that country. I did consulting work from Texas to there. And so I could go over there and, you know, make a living in the summertime by just working on people's animals, horses that I knew, and especially lameness problems and some others, but I could survive. And I didn't need any money anyway. But I said, I'm going to Tennessee. So I called my brother-in-law and said, how about I come and work with you? Work, come on. We went. So I got there and I went to my sister. I said, Betty, and I have a question. Do I understand that there are two experiences mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1? And I told her, 13 and 14. And the second one is a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And she just stood and looked at me. And I said, and when you get the baptism in the Holy Spirit, you're speaking with other tongues. Is that right? She said, that's right. I said, do you know anybody that has had this experience? She said, yes. I said, is it you? She said, yes. I said, thank you. I want to go somewhere and meet somebody that I don't know. So I go to Chicago. Just so happened God had everything set up. I go to Chicago. And there's about 1,000 people in this room. It's a Full Gospel Businessmen Fellowship International meeting. Dema Shakarian was a leader. And I walk in, and I don't mean to offend you, but I probably will. But it's not intentional. It just happens to be God. And so I'm standing on the aisle. About 1,000 people in the room were standing up, and I don't recall what we were doing. Maybe singing. Wasn't worshiping, no how. Singing. And I felt a hand on my shoulder. And here's this guy. I've never been this honest about this whole thing. Here's this guy standing next to me, about 75 pounds overweight. And he has his hand on my left shoulder. He said, brother, do you need anything from God? I want to say yes. Get your hands off of me. I did. But I was gracious as I was trained to be. But I'm not always gracious. According to man. But God, he has a purpose for me. And I don't offend him. Enough that he said, no, I don't offend him. If I did, he'd be right after me. But there is where I heard many people speak in other tongues. And I thought, well, this is not so wild. This is not far out. So why don't we just investigate this further? Why don't we just see if this baptism in the Holy Spirit is for me today.